Mishnayis Kulin, we're up to Perek Shvi. Mishnalef. Gid Hanoshe, the Yistanati, to Gid Hanoshe, the sciatic nerve, the vein that goes along the thigh, Senoi Borot, to the ploys, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael, or the Chutzdoros, whether you're outside Eretz Yisrael. The Fnei Habayis, Mishloi Befnei Habayis, whether it's Man, we have the base of Midish, whether it's Man, we don't have the base of Midish. Ba'achulun of the Mikdoshim. Snagei, whether the Behemo is the Behemoth Chulin, whether the Behemoth is the Behemoth of Mikdoshim of Kochim. It applies both to a behema or to a chaya. And b'yerech shall yamin or b'yerech shall smil. Whether the right thigh or the left thigh, and both of them, the sciatic nerve, the gidanosh, is also teeth. Now, v'yena noy boif, it does not apply though to a bird. And the reason is why, nefnei shein like kaf, it doesn't have like a round spoon there like by its thigh. Even though a bird has a gidanosh to it, but since the thigh there is not like round, therefore the issa does not apply. But the pasuk says, "Akaf hayerech," so that comes lafuke, not a bird. But after that, our Mishnah says, "Is noig both the yerech shall yimin and yerech shall smile." That's only according to Rabbi Meir Shita. If you argue and you hold the Gemara, it's only noig, only on the right thigh, just on one, not on both. Now Mishnah says, "The noig b'shlil," the issa gira nosh applies even to a fetus when it's inside the mother's stomach. Meaning to say, let's say you make a shechita on the mother, and then you open it up and you find the fetus, that you're allowed to eat the fetus, but you're not allowed to eat the gid anosha. The gid anosha of the baby is also awesome. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, ein and noi b'shlil, no, it does not apply to the fetus. Before it was born, there's no risk to gid anosha to it. So if you open up the mother's stomach and find the baby there, you're allowed to eat it, even the gid anosha. And the same thing, the chel by muta, the chelev of the fetus is also mutatit, even though it's a behema, but since it wasn't born, it just cut up, took it up from the inside, and you made a shechita on the mother, so you're allowed to eat the whole fetus, even the chelev of it, the fat of it. Now, v'yena tabochim nemona magid anosha, the tabochim, the butcher, is not nemona to say that he took out the gid anosha from the thigh, since there's a lot of tirch involved in taking it out, we have to be afraid maybe he didn't do a good job, therefore we can't believe him. Deeper Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chur Meir goes to Shitosa, we'll have later the Mishnah. That he holds Tzorch Lechatet Achrov, that you have to get out the whole gid, even the roots of the vein. It's very hard to do. Therefore, we do not believe a Tabach if he says he did it. However, Vechomram Nechom say no, Nemonim Olav Yalachelav, yes, we believe the Tabach if he tells us he took out the gid Anosho, but then we believe him if he says he took out the Chelav from the animal, we'll not eat it. The Chur Yudh Shitosa, we'll have later, he holds that the Chomia is a Yudishit that holds that the trade ring taken out to get a nosh is not that hard. You don't have to be Chotat Achrov. It's enough just to take out the surface of it. Therefore, it's not that hard. Therefore, the Tabochim are Nemun. Mishnah Beis. Shaleach Odom Yerach Lenochri. A Jew is allowed to send for a present, a whole thigh, to a guy. Shegid HaNosha B'Sech, even though the Gid HaNosha is inside it. And there's no shalav gneiv is das, that maybe the goy be masik toiv to think you thank you for it, to think that maybe you worked so hard for me to take out the gid, because since it's a whole piece, everybody could tell nothing was touched, it wasn't taken out yet. So therefore you're allowed to send the whole side to a goy, even though the gid is inside it. Mifnei shemekoy menikah, because it's noticeable that nothing was taken out, the gid was not taken out. And who adin, if the goy now will sell it back to a Jew, we're not afraid the Jew will eat it because he sees clearly the gid is still inside it. What's going to be hanoito gid hanosha? If somebody takes out though, or at least wants to take out the gid hanosha to be make it mutatit, so tzorah shita let kulay. These are meyer shita. You have to take out the whole gid. I mean to say you have to be chotet achro, the whole muscle, you have to dig out and get out carefully all the roots to this vein. Reb Yudah says no, Reb Yudah Aymer, they are lekayim boy mitzvah satila. It's enough just to cut out, take out the ikah, the main part of the vein, that the mekayim mitzvah satila. You don't have to be chotet achrov, just cut off lamalo, the top part of the vein, that's al kaf hayerech, that's what's also and not more. And the loch of those, I'd like to have a comment like Rav Meir, that you have to be chotet to get the whole vein out. Mishneh Gimel. Ha'oichol migid ha'noshe kezayis, if somebody eats from the gid ha'noshe kezayis worth of it, soifek ha'boy migetz malkus, he's over lav. There's a lot of sheet for mice, he gets Marcus. What's going to be Ochlo eats the whole gid, but Vien by Kizayas, there's no Kizayas there, still Chayiv, also Yechayiv. The Tanakam holds that it's called the barrier, and even though it doesn't have the Kizayas, still Yechayiv, it's called the whole thing, if he eats the whole gid. What's going to be ochel mizeh kazayis and mizeh kazayis? Sefik shemoina. Let's say yid kazayis from the right thigh and yid kazayis from the left thigh, and you have two separate hasroys. So ma'is, you did two separate averus, so you get two times malchus. Yeah, Yudah Rehudi says no, and it's sefik al aboyim. The Gudla Shetosa holds no, only the right thigh is also the gid on the right side, not on the left side. Therefore, you only get malchus once, feeding the gid from the right thigh, not from the left thigh. Mishnah Dalet. Yorech shenezbasho bo gid hanosha. That's if somebody took the whole thigh and cooked it up in a pot without taking out the gid hanosha first. So it depends. Im yesh bo benoy sein tam, if there's enough gid hanosha there to give tam into the rest of the meat, sarezu asura. Since you cooked it up together, we said the tam of the gid is nespasha throughout the whole bosor, the whole thigh, and the whole thigh now is also to eat. Not enough now just to cut around the gid hanosha, but the meat also becomes also. The tam of the meat, the tam of the gid went into the meat. Now, Kate said, Misharanoi, so how do we measure it to see if there would be tam or not? Kebosa belefis. We have to see as if the issa, the gid, would be like meat, as if the heta would be like lefis, like a turnip. So we have to look as if the gid now is bosa, and if the yer of the thigh is like a lefis, a type of a turnip, type of a yerik. So if the bosa would give tam into the lefis, then it would become osa. And this is Allah Mashm Sinai, the Shiurim. But the Mais Allah, we don't pass our Mishnah, and we all rather Allah, we pass it ain't begid the Sintam, it's not Noy Sintam at all. And the Iker Hashir, we hold, we'll see later, we go Bosa Shishim. We also go Bosa 60, that's the Shir. Now, Mishnah Hey, Gid Hanosha Shenizbashal Im Hagidim. Let's say you have a Gid Hanosha that was cooked up with all the gidim, other veins that are mutter. So bizman shemakiru, if you can recognize which gid is the gid anosha, which vein is also, and you can take it and throw it away. There's only a shalot that gave off tam into the rest of the gidim. So then benoisin tam, it depends if there were 60 times as much, it would be mutter. If not, it would be also. V'yim lav, but let's say you can't take out, you don't know which is the gid anosha, then lochmes kulam asurim, all the gidim become also, even though there are more than 60 heta there. And the reason why the gid is not bottle, because it's a dover like a barrier, and we own the barrier is not bottle, b'roiva, kol ponim with rabban, it's not bottle. Therefore, the all remain also. What's going to be our right? Even in the case we can't tell the gid, so the gidim are also, but the right of the juice, that's for sure not the gid itself, it's only the tam that came out. So that's benoising tam. Like if you have 60 times heta there, then we said the juice, the tam that comes out from the gid, is still muta, because it's benoising tam, rather than the heter, the tam came from the heter. Now the Mishnah says, v'chein chatichah shenavela, same thing would apply to a piece of meat from a nevela. We'll soon see Gemara, but we're talking about the piece of meat, that's a chosh of a piece of meat, that's royal eschabibol of neyorchim. You give this big piece of meat to a big guest. Therefore, it's a dover chosh if it's not bottle. Therefore, the same halach applies to a piece of a nevela, or else v'chein chatichah shodak tam, if you have a big piece of fish, a piece of meat, fish, from a tomatic fish, the same thing. Shinazvash lemachatichas was cooked up with other pieces. So again, bisman shemakirin, if you could tell which is the chatichas shenavela, which is the chatichas shodak tam, and you throw it out. Now it's only shal, they give off taste into the rest of the pieces of benoy sin tam. If there's 60 against it, it's mut. If less than 60, it's asa. But v'imlav, if you can't recognize which chatichas asa, which chatichas muta, then kul nasurus has not been bit of right here. Again, since it's a double chosher, we say it's not bottle, those things remains also. But again, v'horaitiv, you only have a question about the juice of it, not the piece itself, so the juice only, the tam goes into the juice, then for sure the din is the nice in tam. It's only if it's nice in tam. If there were 60 times heta there over this piece of meat of issa, then we say the tam and the juice is muta, you'd be allowed to eat, the right of the juice would be muta. Yeah, Mishnah Vav. Noyig b'tahoyro v'yein noyig b'tameya. The Yisa Gid Anosh only applies to Behemoth Tahira, who had in a Chaya Tahira, but not by Behemoth Tameya. By Behemoth Tameya is not knowing the Yisa Gid Hanosh. And the reason is, like the Gemara says, either if you hold Yesh Begid and Benoy Saint Tam, that there is a Tam Bosser in the Gid in the vein, so the Pshat is then we say, Ein Yisa Chalalisa, since it's ready Chalanisa of a Behemoth Tameya on it, which comes first, the Yisa Gid is not Chal. And if you hold ain't begidim b'nois in tam, there's no tam bosser in the gidim, so there's no issim mishum behemah t'meya, so it's because there's a kosa that the gidim osha came l'yokho b'nei Yisrael to a behemah which is mutter to b'nei Yisrael. But Rebbe Mitzmei, that's also, you don't have the Yisra Gid Hanosha. However, Rebbe Yehuda says in the Mishnah, Af Betzmei, he ought to know, even if Rebbe Mitzmei also deploys the Yisra Gid Hanosha. Either he holds Issachal Lissa, because it's called an Issachomor Gid Hanosha, since it's Nagir to Bnei Noyach, or else he holds that the Yisur Mabot Chal, even a behemoth Tumeya, he doesn't know from that Pasuk. Now, Rebbe Yehuda says, V'haloi mibnei Yaakov nesa gira nosha. That's his proof that he holds gira nosha as a chomedek yisa, because it even applies to bnei noyach, that the yisa applied even before Matan Torah, b'shas bnei Yaakov, when they still had a loch of bnei noyach. V'yadayim behemoth Tumeya materis lem. At that time, there was no yisa behemoth Torah, behemoth Tumeya, it was before Matan Torah. Still, the Yisra Gid Hanosha applies. So since the Yisra applied then, it applies even to a behemoth Tumeya. On this, Omrullah, the Chom Tabak to you to know, the Sinai Nema, the Yikr Yisra Gid Hanosha's first Chab, Shas Kabal Satayra, by Hasinai. The Torah just writes in this place when the story took place. But the Yisra is only Chal, Yataman, Lachaman, Torah, and Echnami, it's only Chal on a behemoth Tayra, not on a behemoth Tumeya. Here, Otapen, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Aleph. Kol ha-bosor, any type of meat, is also levasher b'cholov. You're not allowed to cook up with milk. Whether it's the meat of a behema, a chay, of a oif, it's also nisa just cooking the milk and meat together. Chutz mibsar dogim echagovim. Just the meat of fish or grasshopper is there's no issue. You're allowed to cook it with milk. Now also, the also lahaloiso yemagvin ala shulchan. You're not allowed to bring up this type of meat, a meat of a behemoth, a chay of a yoif, on the same table that you're also serving their cheese. We're afraid you may come to eat it together. So, if you're not to eat the bos of a cholov, you're not allowed to even bring on the same table meat and milk. Chutz mibsar dogim chagovim, again, excluding the meat of fish or of grasshoppers, that's mutter. Now, hanoidim min abos, if somebody makes a neder not to eat for meat, the locher is mutter bibsar dogim chagovim, he's still allowed to eat fish or grasshoppers, they do not go into the shame of meat. Ha'oif, now chicken, a bird, oila im hagvin ala shulchan, you're allowed to bring it up on the same table, even though you have cheese on that table also, but v'yena nechel, you're not allowed to eat them together. So there's only the gzera that you may come to eat, that we're not afraid about, even though l'maisa it's also to eat it together. Divrei Beis Shammai, these are words of Beis Shammai, that they hold that Bosser Oif with Cholov is only Yosem and the Rabbanim, and therefore we don't make Gzeiro Halo Oto Achila. Ubeisilu says though, Ubeisilu Emrim Lo Oilov Lo Necha. No, you're not allowed to bring it up on the same table, and you're not allowed to eat it together. As according to Tim Poshriyot, it's a Nisra D'Raisa. You're not allowed to eat chicken Oif with milk, it's Nisra D'Raisa. Therefore we have the Gzeiro, you should not bring it up on the same table. Omer Reb Yosef, Yosef says, Zu mikule beshamay mekume beisilul. These are the things that beshamay is more mekul and beisilul is more machmer. The Mora says, Zechur Pshita, and the Mora says, it won't teach us who is the Tana. This Mishnah, Reb Yosef, was to say it b'shem Amram. Now, be'ezer shulchan Amram, which type of a shulchan was it said that you're not allowed to bring on the same table the chicken and the cheese, or else the meat and the cheese, Marka Yisley? We're talking about b'shulchan shaykh lolov, the table that you're eating on. Eating table, but Abu Beshulchan Shesaydi Rolov at the table inside the kitchen that you're preparing the food, you don't eat over there, and then it's Mutta. Shesaydi Rolov Esatavshul, there Noisin Zebitzadzev Yenachesh, you're allowed to put one next to another, and there we're not afraid that maybe come to mix it together and eat it together. Since that's not the place where you eat, it's only the place where you prepare the food, there we're not afraid you may come to eat both of them together. So there you're allowed to have the cheese and meet one next to another, but of course providing they do not touch one another. Mishnah Beis. Tzorer Odom Bosur Rogvina B'mitfachas Achas. That you're allowed to wrap up in one cloth a cheese and meat together. Obavado providing Shloyeh Noigim Zeh B'zeh. You have to be careful they don't touch one another. But as long as you know they're not touching one another, again, there's not the place that eat it, so therefore there's no Gzer, you come to eat it together. You let her wrap them up in the same bag, in the same cloth, one next to another. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shnei Achsanoyim, two guests that come to the same place to eat, Ochlam al Shulchan Echad, they're allowed to eat on the same table. Zeh Bosa v'zeh Gvino, this one could eat meat, and this one could eat cheese, V'ein choshen, we're not afraid, maybe they'll come to you together. Since they're achnoim, they're guests, some they do not know one another, as long as they're not friendly one to another, so there's no issa, they may come to eat from one another, they're allowed to eat one next to another. But these people in the same house, they're not allowed to eat on the same table, fleshiks and milchiks. The answer is you have to have a tablecloth dividing, that either the tablecloth should be for the one eating fleshiks meat, have a tablecloth, and the other ones eating the milchiks, eat on the regular table without a tablecloth. But there has to be some hecker between them to make sure they do not come to eat one from another. Mishnah Gimel. Tipas cholov. If a drop of milk shenofel ala chaticha that fell upon a piece of meat, so it depends. In yesh b'benoy sintam, when this milk goes into the hot piece of meat, there's not 60 times of the meat against the milk, so the milk gives a tam into the meat. Send the locher is in yesh b'benoy sintam b'yesh chaticha. Also, that piece of meat becomes also, and it's nasa nevela, and it'll even go and asa other pieces of meat also. That's called also. What's going to be near esa kadera? Let's say right away when the piece of milk, when the drop of milk falls into the pot, you shake up the pot. There's not just one piece of meat there. There are many pieces of meat there. And you shake up the pot right away. So then, in yeshpa b'noi sentam b'yoisa kadera also, then we have to look upon everything inside the pot. If there are 60 times what's in the pot against that tipas of cholov, then it's mutam. But if not, if the milk could give tam into everything in the pot, then it remains also. Because if you mixed it up right away, so the tam of milk does not go into one piece, it right away gets mixed up with everything. The Rashi is talking about we did not mix it up, so first the milk went on top of one piece of meat by itself. So just that piece of meat becomes also. It becomes nas novela. And then later, if you cook up, if you shake up the pot to put a cover on it, then the whole thing becomes awesome. Then the Mishnah says, hakchoil, what's going to be chol? That's the dodim of a behema, the udders of a behema where the milk comes out from. So if you made a shrit on the animal, now you want to cook up the chal by itself. So lochriz lechatchil, you're supposed to, korea, you're supposed to first slice it, like cut it crisscross. Make sure all the milk drips out first, and then you should cook it up. But what's going to be like a roll? Let's say you did not crisscross, you did not cut it up first, and you went to cook it up the way it is. The locker is, ain't no overlove, you're not over any yisra basa. The cholov, and the gemara's mashma, siva mutla katila, teed it. Because the milk of the dam of cholov, shkut is only yasam and rabbonin, that's only if it's pirish. Here it was not pirish, it didn't come out yet, and therefore it's mutter, teed it. What's going to be halev, the heart of an animal? Again, after you made a shkit, you take out the heart, you want to eat the lave. So, karei lechil is supposed to be karei again, crisscross it. Umaiti is dumb, let all the blood drip out of the lave. What's going to be lei karo, you did not crisscross it first? Then, ainu oivro lov. Here the pshat is not also nisa di raisa. But midrabbanan da koponim it's also. The raisa is not over anymore because the shalik, because we all dam. That you cook up, there's no, it's only us with Rabbonin. But our koponim with Rabbonin, it's also here by the lady, there's a lot of dam. If you do not crisscross it before you cooked it, then it remains also. Just not over Nisidi Rice, it's only Nisidi Rabbonin. Ha'amala esa oif, im ha'gvina ala shulchan. Let's say you bring up on the same table chicken and cheese, and the Rabbonin will also say, you're not over any essay. So, Pasha the Mishnah means to teach us that you cannot come to an Issa D'Raisa, because even if you would eat the chicken and the milk together, it's only Yosem D'Rabbanim. Because this time holds only Bosser Behemoth is Yosem D'Raisa, but not the Bosser Oif. So therefore, you'll have to bring it and eat it on the same table, because even if there's no Gzer, you may come to eat it together. Because even if you would eat it together, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanim. So which means, and the Oif of say, you can't come to be over an Issa D'Raisa. Yeah, Mishnah Dalad. Bitsar behema tohiro, bechalev behema tohiro, is also levasha of yosabano. Our Mishnah knows that bosa becholov means you have any type of a meat from a behema tohiro, or else milk also came out from a behema tohiro, so there's an issur d'oraisa not to cook them together, and who then is nisa not to eat it, and is nisa even osabano, you can't even have any enjoyment from it. What's going to be though, bitsar behema tohiro, the chalev behema tameya, let's say you cook up meat that came from a behema teira for a milk that came out of a behema tameya, or else the opposite way, the sar behema tameya, the chalev behema teira, is mutal levash lemutal b'hano. Our Mishnah, there's no issa b'osa b'cholov. If either the meat or the milk comes from the behema to meya. Now Rabbi Akiva holds that chayev hi oif einem min haTorah. There's no issa midiraisa to cook up the bosa of a chayev, even though it's a chayev Torah, or else of an oif of chicken, let's say. There's no issa midiraisa to cook up chicken and milk. It's only midirabonin. Why? She never because the pasuk says lo sevasho gedi bechalev imoy. You're not allowed to cook up a kid with the behema, its meat, with its mother's milk. And it says it's shalosh pam three times. So why does it say it three times for? It's prat lechayev al-oif le-behema tumeya. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no issa basa b'cholev by a chaya, by an oif, any type of a bird, and who then by a behema tumeya. It only applies to behema tahira. Now Rabbi Yossi Aglilioimer, he says, that Nema, the Pasuk says in Devarim, Loi Soich Lo Ko Novela. You're not allowed even Novela. The Nema, the end of the Pasuk ends off, Loi Savash Lo Gedi Bechalei Vimoi. You're not allowed to cook up the kid, the meat of a behemoth, with milk. So he says, Eshosa Mishum Novela, a behemoth that has a Nis Novela on it, Osa Lavasha Becholov. You're not allowed to cook it up with milk. Now, Oif, a chicken, though, she'osim mishum nevela, really, when a chicken dies, a bird dies, it has a nis nevela on it. If so, Yochlai would have thought to say, yos levasha b'cholov, maybe also there's a nis to cook up chicken, oif, with milk. On this Talmud Lema, the puzzle comes and teaches us, bechalev imoy, you're not allowed to cook up a gedi, a kid, with his mother's milk. So, idarshin yot oif, it's excluded a bird from this issa, she'en loy chalev im, there's no milk. The mother of the bird has no milk and doesn't nurse its kid. Therefore, a bird is not in the issa of Bosa B'cholov. The Gemara comes out that according to B'yestag Lili, is not even in issa of the Rabbanan. He yells that Bosa B'cholov, B'oif, B'cholov is mamish mut even mid Rabbanan. But L'maitza, the Aloch is like a Rekiva, that Enacham and Midiraisa, the issa of Bosa B'cholov is only on Bosa meat of a Behemoth Torah with milk from a Behemoth Torah. Mashenkin Chayiv Yoif is also midrabbanan, even though it's not also midiraisa. Hakopon midrab also midrabbanan oif. Ubcholov is also midrabbanan. And therefore, since oif is only midrabbanan, it's like it's only yasa bachila. But there's no issa to cook up meat, milk, and oif and chicken. And who then if you do cook up a piece of chicken with milk, but no, it's mutter. It's only yasa bachila midrabbanan. Mishnah Hey, Kevas Nochri Shonavela, the keva, that's the stomach of an animal. It could even be a kosher behemoth Torah, but it came from a goy, meaning the goy is the one that made the shechita, or else the animal stam died. And the more like one man the other says, really it's chad. It more means to say, the Mishnah means to say, that if a keva that belonged to a goy, meaning if the goy made a shechita, so it has a loch like an avela. Now, really, this keva, it means the stomach, means the milk that's inside the stomach. And that's called hacholev hakorish shabateicha. The milk that's like korish, that's like gelled up inside it. So the Mishnah says, harezu asura, it's also. Because it has a nisun avela upon that chalev. And the mai saloch is not that way. But that's the Mishnah holds that harezu asura. And hamaimid, the or, shall keva ksheira. Let's say somebody wants to make cheese, and he's maimid bior shakeli, takes out the skin, like the stomach of a behemoth shaver, and inside that he makes cheese. Means he takes the skin of the stomach, and he puts it inside milk in order to make a gel to make a cheese. Now here really it's going to be a shiloh of basa b'cholov, because the skin has a tam of meat, it has a tam basa. To put it into milk, so the Mishnah says it depends. In Yesh b'noi same tam, if you can taste the taste of the skin, the taste of the basar in the milk, is a reizu asura, then it's also. Here it's mashma that even though the skin is maimid, makes the milk come into cheese, still if it's not noi same tam, will be bottle. Even though usually we say a dover ha maimid is not bottle, that's only if you maimid the milk, let's say with the or shom nevela, that the skin is also machma satsmai. But here that the or is or of Behemoth Torah, is only a nisa bosa b'cholah, but the skin by itself is mutter. So now that it mixes together with the tam into the milk, that makes a nisa bosa b'cholah. So here we said that if it doesn't give off tam, enechnami, there's no issa bosa b'cholah. The other Mishnah says, what's going to be sheira sheyonke mina treifa? Let's say a behemoth that's kosher was yonik, nursed from a behemoth treifa, and then you shechted this behemoth sheira. So locher is kevos asura, like the milk that you find inside the keva is also, because we say that milk came out of the milk of a treifa, and the milk that comes out of a treifa is also. What's going to be the opposite way? Treifa, a behemoth that's a treifa, sheyonke mina ksheira, that was yonik, that nurse from a behemoth ksheira, then the locher is kevos muteris. You should know the milk you find inside the stomach is mutatit, because it was yonik mina ksheira, it's the milk of a ksheira. And the Mishnah says, it's only like stored away in the stomach. Meaning to say, this milk does not get mixed up with the tray for itself. It's only kones, it's only stored in the stomach. And therefore, since she nursed from a behemoth shayra. Now, Mishnah Vav. Choymer ba chaylev mi bedam. The Isra of chaylev has certain chumers more strict over the Isra of dam. And the choymer ba dam mi bechaylev. In certain ways, the Isra not to eat the blood of an animal is more strict than eating its tray for fats. And it's like this. Choymer ba chaylev, what's the chumer of the fats? Sheha chaylev moylem boy. If you have a korban and eat from the fats of the korban, the chaylev, you're over in Issa Mila. Tchal the Issa Hegdish is called Kotshi Hashem, since you're supposed to burn that chaylev. And also, v'chayovim olav mishum pigol v'noisa v'tomei. Let's say it was a korban, and the kohen had the wrong machshava that he made the korban into pigol, or else v'noisa, he left the meat and the fat overnight for the next day, or else v'tomei. Let's say either the meat became tomei, or else let's say the person is tomei and eats it, he's over a special isar, feeding this kachim, and even if he's only eating the chelov of it, he's over the yisav tigol noisav atomei. Ma'ashen kein badom. By we only have blood, even the blood of a korban, the Gemara Dashan's psukim, there's no isamila on the dam of a korban. In other words, there's no din tigol, because a dam itself is what's matted the korban. It does not need anything to be matter it. Therefore, it's not called yisav tigol upon the dam. In other words, it's not noisav atomei, it's not called bosor. You don't have these Yisurim by Dom. Now the Mishnah says, you should know about the Choyme Badom. The Yisunat eat the blood of an animal has special chumers. Shehadom noig bebehema v'chayiv yoif. It applies whether it's a behema, whether it's a chayiv, whether it's a bird. Ben Tumeyim ben Terim, whether the animal is kosher, whether the animal is a Tumeyim, there's an Yisunat eat the dam of it. But v'chayiv, the Yisunat eat the fat of an animal, the trefa fats, and in there, it only applies to the behema Torah Bavad. It only applies to behema, and also only a behema Torah. Not to a chayi, not to a knife, and not to a behema Tamei. Now we're up to Perek Chi. Mishnah Aleph. Ha'or, the skin of the animal, the skin of the meat, for yharoitiv, that's the juice. When you cook up the meat, the juice of the meat, the gravy of the meat, v'hakefa, that's when you have in the bottom of the pot the spices that you put inside the pot. And like the onions or garlic you put inside the pot, that gives time into the meat, and the bottom of the pot becomes that the very small pieces of meat fall into it also. Or else the olol, that's the leftover part of the meat that's still attached to the skin at the time when you skin the animal. Or else if we had some of the bones of an animal that has the moyef, that has some marrow inside it. The hagidim, and the veins of the animal. The arkanayim, it's the horns of the animal, the part of the horn that's attached to the meat, the atlofim, and the hooves of the animal. So all these things, mitstorfin letama tumas oichlin, it's mstar to give it a shear of tumas oichlin. Meaning to say, even though these things by itself you do not eat them, they're not really called a bosor, but if you have a piece of meat a little bit less than the size of a kibetz, the size of an egg, and let's say a sheret touches it, so locher is oichel is only mekabel tum if it has the size of a kibetza there. So let's say you have some skin attached to it, or else the roitav or the kefa or the olu, the atzamos, if these things are attached to the meat, then mitzarif, they could help to make up the shear of a kibetza. And then the meat and these things would be mekabel tum. But the Mishnah says, avoloi tumas nevelus. But it's not mitzarif to tum of nevela. Means if you have a dead animal, a nevela, so locher is a kezayis of the bosa of nevela, is like an avatum, it's metamayu. Let's say you have less than the size of a kezayis of the boser hanavela, and you have a bone attached to it, or the meat or the skin attached to it, it's not mitzarif, it does not make up a shear. These things, even though they're shemrim, they watch it, they're eaten with it, it doesn't make up for tumas nevela. Ki yoytzeboy, similar halacha also, that there's such a difference between oichlin and nevelis is, that ha-sheichet behema tumeya. If somebody, if a Jew, shechs the behema tumeya, let's say shech the pig, lenochri for a goy, mufacheses, and after you made the shechita, the animal's still moving around. Halacha is metama tumas oichlin. If this meat now, if a sheretz touches it, it would become tamei. It's called an oichel. And the lachar is like this. Usually calls them on the animal is alive. It's not called an oichel yet. It's not makabel tuma. Now, by regular kosher or behema, once you make a shechita on it, shechitom, since it's mutter for Yisrael to eat it, so it's considered like a mace, even though really the animal is still moving around a little bit, even though really it's not called dead yet, but since the shechita is matter with pachila, shechita is called an oichel already. And about to be makabel tuma. And it's called an oichel, so it would be a kabbal tumma. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Again, so the case here again is that hashechet behemah tumeil anochri mufacheses. So the two things wrong here. First of all, it's a behemah tumeya that really shchit is not matter with bachila, and also you shechten for a goy. By a goy, usually there's no din shchita. By a goy, here's a loch. It's called evim in a chai. It's not allowed from it until it's really dead. So really it should not be chal adin tumas eichlin on it until really it's dead. But the chiddush over here is that since a Jew is making the shechita, therefore it is metama tumas eichlin right after the shechita, even though it's a behema tumeya, still we consider as if this meat has a shame eichel already, and therefore it's metama tumas eichlin. Avoloi tumas nevelis. But the ma'isa, this piece of meat would not have a tumah of nevela on it until it actually dies. It's not enough the fact that you made a shechita on it. Since it's moving around, yet it's not called really mace, you will not have a tumas nevela. Acha tumas until it really dies. Or yacha yatis as rosh until you chop off its head, that's really called mace. So it comes out, the Mishnah explains is that ribu latama tumas oichlin, there are special cases, extra cases, that you would have a tumas oichlin. Mimash ribu latama tumas nevelis, more than we find that there would be a tumor by nevelis. Reb Yudah says, Ha'olul ha'machunis. Again, olul, that's the meat that you find on the skin after you skin the animal. So if you have meat that's machunis gathered together, so im yesh by kezayis ha'mokam echot chayiv olov. If there's a kezayis in one place, that's called oichel. So chayiv olov means a chiddush mishum tumas nevelis. Means if you touch this olul now, you become tamei. Even though before we say by tumas nevelis nothing is mitzarif, but here this meat, if it's together, if they have a kezayis where they're near together, even though it's stuck on the meat, on the skin, it's called an eichel, and it would have a tumas nevela on it. Here, Mishnah Beis. Elu sher seyin kifsorum. These are the type of things that the skin of it is like the meat. The lost lab of tumas eichlin, even on the skin. That means the skin is soft, it has a locha like basar. Or odom, the skin of a mace, of a person that died. So the skin has loch like its boss, it also have a tumas mace on it. And the Gemara has once thought to say it's only midrabbonin, that's exerva people should not use the skins of their parents like to sit on. Now the or chazir shayishuv, the skin of a domestic pig, also that skin is soft, it has loch like the bosor. We have yeshi yomer af or chazir habor, yeshi has no, even a wild pig, also its skin is soft. But the loch is not like Reb Yosi. The or chatoiteres shel gomel harako, the skin over the humps on the top of a camel, a soft camel, a young camel. And the Gemara says it means kozman, it didn't carry any weight yet. Like it's so young, they didn't put any weight on it yet to carry any bundles on it. So then the skin is still soft, it's called kibosa. The or the skin haroish of the head, shel egol harach, of the young egol, a young calf. And then the Gemara wants out to say it means during this first year. Or else that means, calls the man it's yearning, calls the man it's nursing, the head of its, the skin of its head is soft, it's kibosa. V'yor ha'prosois, and the skin around the hooves of the animal, and some say no, it means a little further up, or throughout the thigh of the animal. V'yor beis ha'boshis, and the or around the womb on the outside of the nekeva, female behemoth. The soft skin around its womb is also called kibosa. V'yor ha'shlil, and the skin around the fetus, a young uber, that you find inside the behemoth, that's also kibosor, v'yorsha tachos alyo, and the skin that's underneath the tail of the animal, towards the goof, it has no hair over there, it's also very soft, v'yorha anoko, these are like four type of shrotzim, that the Tanakhama holds, these four skins have a look like kibosor, that's the skin of ho'anoko, v'ha'koyach, v'halto, v'ha'choymet, these four shrotzim also, the skin is very soft, this kibosor. Reb Yudah says no. Halato kechuda. The halto, say the wizard, that's like a chud, like a weasel, that its skin is not soft. It doesn't have a locha kebosa. The chula, now all these skins we mentioned, sheibdon, let's say you worked them over and you made them hard like into leather. Oy shehilach them, or she walked over them. Kidei avoida, the length of the shear that you worked them over. The Gemara says that means a hilach of 4 mil. The locher is then tohirim. Then the skin does not have a shein boser anymore. Then the nakol eichol will be torn from tumas eichlin. Chutz excluding the or adam, the skin of a mace of a person. And here the Gemara says it's exerim with rabbanim that the skin of an adam is always tamei in order that people should not use them. Rebbe Yochanan ben Uri yomer shemoyin yeshrotzim yesh lemar. See, you know all 8 shrotzim. The Torah says have it in or means it's not kibosar. That their skin is hard, it's called skin and not called basar. So Rabbi Yechonah argues on the Tanakhama, and even those 4 that he said is kebasar, Rabbi Yechonah Manuri holds no, all 8 of them has a din or on it and not a din of basar. Now Mishnah Gimel. Hamafshit the behema. If somebody is skinning an animal, he's taking off the skin of the animal. Ba behema v'chaya, whether he's doing it to a behema or to a chaya. Be tahura uvetameya, whether it's a shalah how to learn here. Whether it means whether the animal is Torah or the animal is Tameya, or else whether it means whether the person that's doing it is Torah and the animal is Tomei, or whether the opposite way. Whether the person is Tomei, the behemoth is Tameya. Because here it's a question, do you give in Tumah by just touching the skin? Or can you take out Tumah by just touching the skin, not by touching the meat itself? And then the Mishnah says, Bedaka v'gasa, whether talking about a small animal or a big animal. Lishratiach, if the reason why you're skinning the animal is because you want to use the skin, to use it, let's say, for a sheet to sit on or to lie on, so then kedei achiza. Then as long as you just pulled off 2 tefachim's worth, that skin is like still called attached to the behemoth, and it has a yad to the behemoth, it'll bring in tumah, take out tumah. But if you pull off more than kedei achiza, then you hold on to it, you pull off along the way you do it for l'shtich is, you cut along the whole animal, then you start to pull off the skin. If you pulled off already more than 2 tefachim's worth, then we say that skin is oyster nipple and like fell off already, it's not called part of the behemoth. So even though the behemoth is tamei and you touch the skin, you do not become tamei. Now, what's going to be ula chemas? Let's say you're skinning the animal because you want to make a flask, you want to make a skin flask, like a round thing to hold oil or shemen in it. Then, until you take the skin even off its breast, the skin is still called attached to the animal, and therefore have the lacha, that if you touch it, you become tamei, or you can bring tumor into it. What's going to be hamargal? Let's say you're skinning the animal, but you're starting through its feet first, then you're going up, all the way up to the breast. So then, kula chibla tumor, the whole thing, no matter how much you pulled off already, it's still called the chibra attached to the behemoth. Because since the last thing you come to is its breast, and that's the hardest thing to pull off, so the skin is still called attached to the behemoth. And therefore, you could bring in tumah, take out tumah. Now, letomei letamei means either to take out tumah or to bring in tumah. What about or shal hatzavar? Let's say the skin that's around the neck itself. The Rashi learns is really a continuation in the case where you're skinning the animal for the purpose of a chamas, to make a flask, and you already took off more than the breast, and you're up to the last part, to the neck. So here it's a machlokes that Rav Yechonah ben Uri Yomer ain a chibur. No, it's not called a chibur. Since you already took off ready up until the breast, all you're missing now is just the tzav, just around the neck. This skin is considered like it's off the behemoth already, and it does not bring in tumah or take out tumah. Meaning if the behemoth is in the veilah, and you touch this skin, you do not become tamei. Well, let's say the behemoth is tor, and you're tamei, and you touch the skin, you do not bring tumah into the behemoth. The chachamim oim nechom say though, chibur no, even though it's only attached to the skin, that skin to the neck, that skin is also considered a chibur. So you take off the whole thing. This is the way Rashi learns. Other Mepharshim learn that it's a shalat just upon the skin around the neck, that it's aimut kamat to come off by itself. You don't really have to peel it off. The kamat falls off by itself. That the shalat, something that's about to fall off by itself, is it pulled off, or is it still considered mechubur to the behemah? Mishnah Dalet. Or sheyeshalot kezayis bosa. You have skin, let's say the behemah nevela, and you have a kezayis basar, a kezayis of nevela on the skin. The locker is hanageya betziv. Whoever touches a tziv, that's a strand of meat hanging down from this kezayis, even though it's not the kezayis itself, but it's attached to it. Or else hanageya betziv hayotim emenu. Or else of the sarva shekenegdo, you touch the hair on the other side of the skin that's opposite the meat. Tamei, you become tamei. He's like a shomer to the basar, and that's a loch, a shomer takes out tumma. So if the meat is in the veil, and you touch the outside here, you become tummy. What's going to be though, hoya olav kishnei chatzoy zesim. Let's say on this skin there was only two halves of a kezayis of meat. So here with the Tanakh, Rabbi Shmuel holds that mitama b'maso, v'loy b'mago, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that a tumas maso you'd have. If you pick up this skin now, lamais you're picking up the kezayis worth of nevela, there'll be a tumas maso. But v'loy b'maga, if you touch it though, you would not become tamei, because you only touch one chatzayis at a time, and that's not a shear of a maga. Therefore, since each touching by itself is not matami you, you cannot put the two together. So maga yod, you're not tamei, because you're not touching the kezayis to basachas. These two kezayis are separate, two chatzayis, and therefore they're not mitzarif for maga. Give Reb Yishmael. So, Pasha Kodi Bishmal, even though you have no Tumas Maga, still you could have a Tumas Masa, even though the Gemara is a Shiloh. Because Reb Tarfim wanted to say, Reb Padin, the Gemara wanted to say, Bishmal only is talking about if you touch the outside of the skin. But if you touch the inside, maybe you would be Tumay. So it says Shiloh in the Gemara. If according to Reb Yishmael, in a case where there's no Tumas Maga at all, would you still have a Tumas Masa? However, Reb Akiva says no. That loy the maga, loy the masa. In this case, there's not a tumas maga and not a tumas masa either. We'll soon see why. But umoy the Rabbi Kiva agrees though that bishnei chatzoy zaysim, we have two halves of a zayis of meat of nevela shetoch from the kisim, that you put a toothpick or a stick, small stick, piece of wood in between to hold them together. The hesitim, now somebody moves them, it's a tumas masa. Shu tamei, you do become tamei, because these two chatzoy zeisim, they're not bottle, they're considered together, and therefore it's like you carried a kezayis of nevela. According to Bekiv, who then it could be a tumas mag also. The mice you're carrying a kezayis, you're touching a kezayis worth of nevela. If so, mifnei mar Rabbi Kiva metaya biyor, how come Rabbi Kiva argues on Rabbi Shmuel and says that when these two chatzoy zeisim are attached to the skin, there's no tumas masa, no tumas maga, why not? So Mishnah says the answer is, mevnei shor mevatlan. Because over there, since they're still attached to the skin is mevatl, the meat. Since the meat is less than a kezayis, it's only a chapti kezayis, it's not kosher, it's botl to the skin. So really, what's trying to keep it before, Rabbi Kiva Shita holds, that shnei chatzoyzeishim shetoch from the kisum v'sitin shutamein, to shalom the Gemara. One side is that, there'll be a tumas maga if you touch the two, because if he really holds the shita that was not bo bechlal maga is not bo bechlal masa, so there wouldn't be a tumas masa unless you could have a tumas maga also. Then there's another shita Gemara that says no, it has to only be where the are two attached, and we're talking about over here where there's a strand of meat attaching these two pieces together. I call upon him to my colleagues in the Mishnah Bishul and Bikiva, if the meat is bottled to the skin, we have two chatzoy zeisim on the skin, is it bottled to the skin or no? It's still called a tumas novela according to Rabbi Shmuel. Mishnehei, kulius hameis. You have a bone, a kulius, really that's the thigh bone of a mace. And really a kulius means any bone really that has marrow inside it. Or else the kulius hamakadoshim. You have the thigh bone of a behemoth, that's a korban, from a korban, that became either pigul or noiser, that they have tumah, they're midrabbanim, they're tamei. The lachris hanageya bem, if you touch one of these two bones from a mace, or from a korban that was pigul or noisam, bein stum and bein nekuvim tamei, whether the bone is completely whole, sosum, that means there's no holes there, so you can't touch the marrow inside, bein nekuvim, whether there is a hole there in the bone that you can touch the marrow inside, in both these cases, tamei or tamei, because here the bone of a meis etzem is metame kesira, so the bone itself has tumah to it, who are in the bone of the mekdoshim. But what's going to be? Kul yesh nevela. You have this bone that came out of the behemoth that's a nevela. That here, if the bone itself is not tummy, it's only if it has meat on top or the marrow inside. Or else the kul yesh hasheretz, the same thing, the bone from a sheretz. That if the bone itself is not tummy, it's only tummy because of the marrow inside. See, the halacha is, hanageya ben, if you touch this bone and there's no meat on the outside, sastumin. If it's completely closed, the bone, there's no hole in it, tor, the bone remains tor. Nikuvim, let's say there is a neck of there in the bone, so that you could touch the inside marrow, kolshu, even though the hole is so small, only a kolshu, that you can only put a chut hasara, put a hair in there, but since you could put one of your hairs inside and become tummy through maga, so now even touch it on the outside, also, mit tummy b'maga, you become tummy with maga just by touching it. But has to be able to have a real maga inside the marrow. Minayin, how do I know to say shaf b'mas, it has a tumas mas also? Well, this Talmud, the Pasuk tells us, it says, hanageya v'yanoisa, says together, touching and carrying, it's a widashin, eshebol lechlal magam, something that's possible to have a tumas magam, that you could touch it, like over here, this bone, if it has a hole in it, that you could have you here touch it. Therefore, bol lechlal mas, if you carry the bone, now you also become tummy. What's going to be loy bol lechlal magam? Let's say it's not possible for you to touch it, and if namely then loy bol lechlal masa, you don't have a tumas mas, you wouldn't have a tumah of carrying it either. If it wouldn't be possible at all to have a tumas maga, there would not be a tumas masa. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Vov, Beitzat Hasheretz Hamrum Kemis. You have one of the Shmoinish Rotzim that are Tmeim. So Lachar is, if it's Matl an egg, and if some of them give off eggs, so if you have an egg from a Sheretz, that Rumakemis means inside it, it's forming another sheretz. So Lachar is Torah. Even though there's like a sheretz, a form inside it, still it's Torah. The tumor does not come out, since it's covered up. In other words, you can't touch the inside, therefore there's no tumor. What's going to be Nikva Kolsha? Let's say there's a little hole into the egg, no matter how small the hole is, even the size of a chut hasara that a hair could get in there. So since one of your hairs could get in there and be metame you, therefore, tumeya, therefore it has a tumas maga, and even if you touch the outside of the egg, also you become tummy. Akfor, what's going to be if you have a type of a mouse, an akfor, shechethi of bosar, half of it is made out of bosar, shechethi of adam, and half of it is made out of earth. Type of an akfor that does not produce by itself, but rather just created from the dirt, from the offer, so part of it is still offer. So such a case is hanogeya, if you touch the meat part of it, tomei, it has a tumas shrotzim on it. But adam, if you touch the dirt part of it, the tor, your main tor, that part has no tumah on it. Rabbi Yudah says no. Afa negeya bo adam, shekneged abos tomei. Even if you touch the dirt part of this akvar, but since on the opposite side there's meat, also you become tomei. Even the adam of it also has a loch of a sheretz, and you would become tomei. Here, Mishnah Zayin, Ho'ever v'ha'boser ha'mududolim ba'behema. A neighbor that's a limb of the animal, that has gidim, atzomis, and bosor, that has veins, a bone, and meat, or else v'ha'boser, just a piece of meat of the animal. Ha'mududolim means it's like it became detached, but it's still hanging, still moving, still attached a little bit, and it's at a stage that it cannot be healed up anymore to really become part of the animal again, but it's not off completely. Right now, the way it is, it could be mekabel tumas oichlin, meaning it's not called part of the chay anymore, and therefore it's called an oichol, and it could be mekabel tumas oichlin. Now, even this aver right now, it doesn't have a loch of aver min achayet, that usually an aver, a limb of an animal, when it comes off, it has tuma, it's tuma like an avela. But over here, since it's still attached, it doesn't have tuma like an avela yet, but I call upon him, it has a shem oichol on it right now, and therefore it could be makabel tumas eichlin. But utzrich and hechsher, you have to be matched with water, has to come upon it first before it would be mekabel tumah. Nishchato habehema, let's say this limb or the meat is still hanging, and now you go and make a kosher shechita on the behema itself. The locher is hukshru b'domeho. That lamaisa, the bosom in achai now, still by itself has no tumah, and it's called an eichel now, but it needs hechsher. But the chiddush is Rabbi Meir holds that the shechita, the dam, b'shah shechita, just like the dam that comes out b'shah shechita, it's makshah the behemah itself. Hu adin is also makshah this eiver. Either the Gemara says because the eiver is considered like, or the boss is considered like part of the behemah, whereas because the behemah is called the yad to the bosser, and yesh yad lehechsher. Therefore, the hechsher of the behemah helps for the bosser also. Because even though the shechita is not matter with bachila, but I call upon him the shechita helps for the hechsher. For Rabbi Shimon says no, loy hukshiru. Know that the shechita, the behemah, is not enough of a hechsher for this bosser. Either because you say ein yad lehechsher, or else because since it cannot pick up the meat itself, the behemah itself, if you pick up this meat, the animal itself would not come up with it, so it's not called attached. Therefore, the hechsher on the behemah is not called the hechsher on this bosser hamadudal. So, current Rabbi Shimon, it needs its own hechsher. Meiser behemah. Let's say the behemah dies, not through a shechita, it just dies. The locher is habosser tzar hechsher. Still, we hold that the shas misa is called oisa nipple. We consider as if this meat came off the animal before it really died. So, therefore, it has no tumas nevela on it. So, therefore, it still needs a hechsher lekabel tumas eichlin. Eva though, what about the Eva that came off, let's say, after Misa? Mitama Mishum Eva Menachai, it has like its own tumah, it's called now an Eva Menachai. This limb, when the animal dies, it's called that it comes off, and therefore this will have its own tumah even without a Hechsher. That the Mishnah says, Sar Hechsher, that only goes on the Bosor Minachai. But the Yeinim Mitama Mishum Eva Nevela, it does not have a tumah of Eva Nevela, it only has a tumah of Eva Menachai. Dibur Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. And the difference between Eiver Minachai is the Pshat is it only has tumah, Kozaman, there's a bone and there's veins attached. Let's say you take this Eiver and you'll scrape off a Kizayis worth of its meat alone, it would not have any tumor on it. Mashenkin as Eiver Minanavela, once the behemoth dies, the Nevela Shabai, so any Bosser, any Kizayis of Bosser has tumas Nevela. So that's the difference between an Eiver Minachai and an Eiver Shanavela. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Mitai, Rabbi Shimon says no, that this Eiver is also Tor. Rabbi Shimon argues on here on this Bosor, that he holds that when the behemoth dies, we hold that the Nisa is Oisa Nipple, so it has a lach of like Eiver Menachai, in other words, that a guy is also teach from it. So since nobody's not eat from it, Rabbi Shimon holds it's not called an Eichel. But since it's not called an Eichel, it couldn't be Makabal even to Mas Eichlin. So if Rabbi Shimon holds that this Bosor is Tor, it's not called an Eichel. What about by a person, a live man? Let's say a limb is hanging off or a piece of meat is hanging off. So locher is teirim. In both two cases, it has no tumor on it. By a man, the tumor smashes only after he's dead completely. But calls him on his aver, it's attached, it has no tumor at all on it. What's going to be mesod? Let's say the man dies. It's not a locher is habosa tor. This meat that was hanging off, his Torah has no tumas meis on it. Because when the man dies, we consider misa oisa nipple. It's as if it was taken off before the person died. The locher is a bosser, meat that comes off from a person has no tumor on it. So therefore the bosser remains Torah. But the eva metame mishum eva menachai, this eva, this limb, we consider also like it came off when the person was still alive. That means misa oisa nipple. It's considered like it came off before the misa. But the locher is that Eva min hachai also has tumor on it. It has tumor that's metama b'maga b'masul v'oil. But the yeinu metama mishum Eva min hameis, it does not have the exact same halacha as Eva min hameis. Dibur Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Like we already explained the same thing by behemah, but the difference is, if you'd go and cut off now a kezayis of meat from this Eva, if it's an Eva from hameis, it means the person first died, and then you cut off an aver, and now you cut off a gezayis of meat from that limb, it would have tumas meis on it. But if the aver came off when the person was still alive, so true, it has tumas aver menachai on it, but it's only tummy calls them on it an aver. But if you cut off now gezayis of its meat, on the meat alone, there'd be no tumas meis. Mashenke is the bone, Shaboy, the Etzem Kisaira, that would have a lock of Tumah. Even though it's an Eva Min HaChai, if you just pull off the bone would be coming. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Shimon Metar, Rabbi Shimon says no, even by this Eva Min HaMace, if you pull off the bone, it would also be Tor. Now, Vader, Rabbi Shimon would agree, calls the man, it's an Eva, and Eva has Tumah. An Eva Min HaChai also has Tumah. Just if you just pull off the bone, heals, that would be Tor. When you take off the meat Shaboy, you take off the bone Shaboy, in both cases of Shimon holds, it would be remain Tor. Yeah, Perek Asiri. Mishnah, Hazroya, that's the shoulder, the Halachiyayim, the two cheeks, the Hakeven, part of the stomach. So these are Matnes Kuna, that when you have a regular animal, so the owner has to give away this to the Kayin. So the locker is Noyigim Boritz is Negev, whether you live in Eretz Yisrael, or Bechutzlars, whether you live outside Eretz Yisrael. Bifnei Abayis, this man we have the Beis Hamikdash, Bishle Bifnei Abayis, this man we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. Bachulun, it's Negev Teni Behema of Chulun. That when you shecht it, if a Jew owns it, you have to give these three things a matana to the Kayin. Avoloid the Mugadoshim, but it does not apply to a Korban. A Korban, you do not have to give the Zeroyiv and the Chayayim the Kayin to the Kayin. And really the Mishnah explains why, like where it's really shoyi, but then really the svar should have been, that you should have to give these matanas from a korban. And it's a kavachayma really, omo im achulin madach by regular behemas chulin. Shein and chayovim bechazov v'shoik, there's no mitzvah to give to the kohen the breasts and the thighs, which there is a mitzvah by a korban shlom and by a korban. Still chayovim b'matanas a regular behemas chulin is chayav to give the zroi of the chayim the kohen to the kohen. If so, Kodeshim, by Korban, say Korban Shlomin, Shechayovim b'chazov v'shoik, you have a mitzvah to give the breast and the thigh to the Kohen. Ezeinu din, isn't it a svar to say, Shechayovim b'matana shiosa b'chir to give the regular Zeroy l'chayim b'chayim, Zeroy l'chayim b'chayim to the Kohen? So in svar you should be chayiv. But therefore we have a pasuk Tamalem, the pasuk comes and tells us that Vo'eten oisom li'aron ha'kohen, she should give them taron ha'kohen levon of l'choy k'olam. When it says this parsha about a korban, you only have to give only the chazov v'shoik and nothing else. Only the chazov v'shoik you have to give and not the zroya. So it's a miyat, you do not have to give these matanis by a korban. Now, Mishnah Beis. Kol ha-kodeshim shekodamum kavu lakdeshom. Any korban you have, that before you were makdesh it, there was a mum. So therefore, the kedusha saguf was not chal upon the behema. It was never fit for a korban. And then v'niftu, then you redeem this animal, so the kedusha's dam goes off completely, and therefore chayavim bebechayrom. If this bein that gives birth, its first one has kedusha's bechor on it, over matonis, when you shech this one, you have to give the zroya l'chayim v'kevut to the kohen. V'yotzin l'chulin ligozes, when you poider it, it's completely chulin that you're allowed to shear off the wool, le'yovet to work with it, uvlodim v'chalovin muta. That its kids and the milk is mutter to use liachah pegirna after you poider it, because here was never chal kedusha saguf. But we'll see later. But by a korban where it was first chal kedusha saguf, even the later mum comes and you poider it, it's also with these things. It's also ligozed. It's also to work with it. It's also the vlad. It's also the milk. You only let eat it. But over here, since it was never chal kedusha saguf, they're all mutter. For yashaychetom b'chutz pot, if you shech this animal outside, you have to pigin your potter. Because it never had a kedusha saguf, it was never royal upanim. And also, you know, it's a tamur, it doesn't make a korban tamur, it has no kedusha. The yemesu, even if the animal dies before you apoyder it, still yipod, you have a right to apoyder it then, because it never had a kedusha saguf. Chutz min abachor min amaisek, excluding a bachor, even though a bachor is a balmum, so what, still it's chal kedusha bachor on it. Then what din amaisek behema? The tenth one that comes out, that you say yasiri, even though it's a Baal Mum, still it's Chal Kedusha of a Maisa Behemer on it. And you have to wait. Now the Mishnah says, well, what's going to be Kol Shekodam Hekadeshon Es Mumen? Let's say, first you were Makdish the animal, and the Kedusha Saguf was Chal, and then it became a Baal Mum. Oy Mumoy Velakdeshon, or else first all it had was just a Mum that's going to pass by and become healthy again. So, and then you were Makdish it, so the Kedusha was Chal. Later on, later was first chal mum kavua, then niftu, and then you poider it. So it's called regular kochim, suli ha magdoshim. He's a real magdoshim, it came possible later. And now the niftu, you redeem them. They still remain Buddha Potter from the Bechor. If he gives birth, his firstborn is Potter Minab Chor. He still has a loch of a korban on it. And Uminam Matanus, you're Potter from Atnas Kuna, from the Zroy Lachayim Bekeva. When you do redeem it, it does not go out completely Lechulin. Li Gozes, you have no right to shear off the wool to use it. Le Oveid, or to work with it. Ovlodin Bechalovin Osar. And it's the vlad, the babe, the fetus of it, the chalof and the milk of it, is also le'achat pidyon, even after you pray the ritual, you can't have enough from these things. It's only mutter to eat it. The ashechta and bachut chayv of yeshecht, the psula amigdoshim before you pray the rit, the yechayv eshchut echutz, the Gemara says, it goes according to Rabbi Kiva Shittam, that by bedukin shabayin, this makes an issa eshchut echutz. The yoysin tamura, and this korban could make tamura, the emes, let's say it dies before you pray through it, then the locher is yikavru. You have to bury it. There's no way to be pray through it later, because you can't be pray the kodeshim liyachilum the klovim, to give it to a keller for a dog. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.